Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to episode 425 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. And we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. However, this week we're going to be running a little bit short each day because it's the week between Christmas and New Year's, and that's traditionally a laid-back week. So who am I to buck the trend? Today our reading is Matthew 16 from the Lexham English Bible. Let's begin. Matthew chapter 16. And when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. So he answered and said to them, "When evening comes, you say, 'It will be fair weather because the sky is red,' and early in the morning, 'Today it will be stormy weather because the sky is red and darkening.' You know how to evaluate correctly the appearance of the sky, but you are not able to evaluate the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, and a sign will not be given to it except the sign of Jonah." And he left them and went away. And when the disciples arrived at the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out for and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." So they were discussing this among themselves, saying, "It is because we did not take bread." But knowing this, Jesus said, "Why are you discussing among yourselves that you did not take bread, you of little faith? Do you not yet understand, or do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How do you not understand that I did not speak to you about bread, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he began asking his disciples, saying, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven." Then he commanded the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid, Lord, this will never happen to you." But he turned around and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a cause for stumbling to me, because you are not intent on the things of God, but the things of people." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life on account of me will find it. For what will a man be benefited if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? Or what will a person give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And at that time he will reward each one according to what he has done. Truly I say to you that there are some of those standing here who will never experience death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." May God bless the reading of his word. In this chapter, we see Jesus chiding his disciples with the words, "O you of little faith." And then a little later, he asks a question to test their faith. "Who do you say that I am?" Peter, that passionate, impulsive man that he is, says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." In this scene, Jesus is not pronouncing a blessing on Peter. He is observing that Peter is already blessed. Why is Peter blessed? Because God the Father has revealed to him that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, this is a well-known moment in church history because it is here that Jesus first reveals his plan to build a church. Remember, this chapter has been about faith. Jesus declares here that he will build his church on the faith given to man by God. Can you make the same confession as Peter? Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Then you too are blessed. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, "No one is able to say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." Sure, anyone can say the words, but no one can believe them unless the truth is revealed to them by God. If you believe, you, like Peter, are blessed. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 425.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_. Hey, I need your support. Go over to support.lifespringmedia.com and give a value for value gift. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.